वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from 10th canto, chapter 12, verse 25 onwards. So 25, 26 and 27 doesn't have purports. So we'll just read. इत्थं मिथोध्यं अतज्ञाभाषितं श्रुत्वा विचिन्तेति अमृषा मृषायते रक्षो विदित्वा अखिलभूतरित्सिता स्वानां निरोद्धुं भगवान् मनोधदे. Translation: The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who is situated as Antaryami, the Supersoul, is the core of everyone's heart, heard the boys talking among themselves about the artificial python. Unknown to them, it was actually Aghasur, a demon who had appeared as python. Krishna, knowing this, wanted to forbid his associates to enter the demon's mouth. Text 26. Tavat pravishtas tuvasurdarantaram param nagrina shishava savatsaha pratikshamanena bakari vishenam hata swakanta smaranena rakshasha. In the meantime, while Krishna was considering how to stop them, all the coward boys entered the mouth of the demon. The demon, however, did not swallow them, for he was thinking of his own relatives who had been killed by Krishna and was just waiting for Krishna to enter his mouth. Text 27. Tan vikshaya Krishna sakala bhaya prado ह्यनन्यनाथं स्वकरादवच्युतान् दीनांश्च मृत्योर्जठराग्निघासं कृणार्तितोदिष्टकृतेन विस्मितः. कृष्णा सॉ दैट ऑल द कावर्ड बॉयज हु डिड नॉट नो एनीवन बट हिम एज देयर लॉर्ड हैड नाउ गॉन आउट ऑफ हिज हैंड एंड वर हेल्पलेस हैविंग एंटर्ड इनटू द स्ट्रॉस having entered like straws into the fire of abdomen of Aghasur, who was death personified. It was intolerable for Krishna to be separated from his friends, the cowherd boys. Therefore, as if seeing that this had been arranged by his internal potency, Krishna was momentarily struck with wonder and unsure of what to do. Text 28. Is on the board, we will recite together. Krityam kim astrasya atrasya khalasya jivanam na va amisham cha satam विहिंसनं द्वयं कथं स्यात् इति संविचिन्त्य ज्ञात्वा विसत् तुण्डं अशेषदृक् घरिः. कृत्यं किम्? What to do? Atra, in this situation. asya khalasya, of this envious demon. Jivanam, the existence of life. Na, there should not be. Va, either. Amishamcha, and of those who are innocent. Satam, of the devotees. Vihimsanam, the death. Doyam, both actions. Killing the demon and saving the boys. Katham, how? Syat, can be possible. Iti samvichintya, very perfectly thinking about the subject matter. Gyatva, and deciding what to do. Avisat, entered. Tundam, within the mouth of the demon. Asheshadrik Harihi, Krishna, who has unlimited potency, could understand past, future and present. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Now, what was to be done? How could both the killing of this demon and the saving of devotees be performed simultaneously? Krishna, being unlimitedly potent, decided to wait for an intelligent means by which he could simultaneously save the boys and kill the demon. Then he entered the mouth of Agasura. Purport. Krishna is known as Ananta Virya Sarvagya because everything is known to him. Because he knows everything perfectly well, it was not difficult for him to find a means by which he could save the boys and at the same time kill the demon. Thus, he also decided to enter the demon's mouth. So, as I was reading the first two words of this purport, this verse, Krityam Kim Atra, what to do in this situation? I was thinking this is applicable to me. The worshipable senior devotees are here, all the senior devotees in Sridham Vrindavan, and I am not qualified to speak in front of them. So before speaking, I beg in the lotus feet that they bless me, that whatever I learned from the teachings and followers of Srila Prabhupada, I can repeat. It is told that even if an ordinary stream of water is mixed with the water from the Ganges, it becomes as pure as Ganges water. Even though that stream of water may be ordinary, but since it got touch of Ganges water, it also becomes purified. In the same way, somebody like me may not be purified, but if you repeat the words of Srila Prabhupada, then that message is pure. This particular canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is the lotus face of Krishna. We recognize any person by his face, and this is where we recognize Krishna, his qualities, his attributes, how he reciprocates with his devotees. The essence principle of Srimad Bhagavatam, if we want to underline, is exclusive surrender of devotees to Krishna and unconditional love of Krishna for his devotees. Like somebody may question that why at the first place boys enter the mouth of Agasura? It is giving trouble to Krishna, but it's not the case. Krishna's love is unconditional. He wants to always take care of his devotees. Now that care may be externally perceived in different ways. Like when Narada in first canto tells about his previous life, he fails to see Krishna. That was also Krishna's mercy. Krishna says you become purified and then I will give you darshan. On the other hand, Parikshit Maharaj in the womb of Uttara sees Krishna. Although in the womb nobody has that kind of qualification, but he sees Krishna. Somewhere where Ambarish Maharaj fasts for 1 year and he gets Krishna's favor. On the other hand, Draupadi gets Akshaya Patra for unlimited foodstuffs. So Krishna's mercy may be inconceivable. We say Indrari Vyakulam Lokam. For fighting or saving Indra from his enemies, Krishna appears. But when Vritrasura was killed, our Acharya Prabhupada wrote in Purport that who won? Indra won or Vritrasura won? Externally, Indra won. But actually, Vritrasura won. Because Indra remained in the material world, but Vritrasura went back to God. So Krishna's mercy for his devotees is unconditional. Jai Shri Shri Radha Shyam Sundar Krishna Balaram Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki. So his love for his devotees is unconditional. When this coward boy saw this giant snake, they thought it's a nice pastime place. So they entered. So I was hearing one devotee was explaining that many times we also see the objects of this world as a very nice pastime place. But then time passes, there is no pastime, and then some difficulty comes. So here also these coward boys were entering into a difficulty, but they were thinking it's a very nice pleasure place. On the other hand, Krishna could recognize that this is a danger. Why is it so? Because Krishna is sitting in everyone's heart as Paramatma. I heard from one Srila Prabhupada disciple, at one time in one temple, some devotees, when they read that serving Tulsi is very beneficial, but they were not knowing what exactly Tulsi plant is. So they went to the China shop. In foreign countries there is one Chinatown in every place, and we can get some Asian products there. So they went there and they asked for Tulsi plant. In return, this shopkeeper gave them Chinese bamboo. The devotees were not knowing what is it. So they brought this Chinese bamboo and they were watering it, and somehow or other it was growing very fast. The devotees were thinking that Prabhupada wrote that if Tulsi is very healthy, that means our devotional life is growing. So they were very happy that devotional life is growing. So they wrote to Prabhupada that Tulsi grow, I don't remember exactly, 8 feet or 9 feet tall. So Prabhupada was surprised, what is this? How can Tulsi in a temple can grow so high? Then Prabhupada wrote back to them, What is exactly its, you know, sin? I don't know how Prabhupada got to know, but when Prabhupada got to know, Prabhupada was very surprised, and he was also laughing that how sincere these devotees are. There's so much faith in my words that they are watering Chinese bamboo, but they are having so solid faith in my words. So sometimes some things may appear that yes, this is a pleasure thing or this pastime thing or this is my devotional life is growing, but actually reverse may be happening. So Krishna understood that this is a danger and he wanted to stop the coward boys. He was calling them, but these coward boys were so happy, they were making sounds from their armpits and they were blowing the bugles, and there were calves in the front, they were also making sound, and they all entered in the mouth of Agasur. They couldn't hear what Krishna was telling. So apparently the Supreme Personality of Godhead failed. Sometimes people challenge that you know, why God doesn't save his devotees when they are in danger, they are sick, we are praying, nothing is happening. Is Lord not all powerful? He is powerful, but his plan is different. Like when a father throws his young child, baby, in air, It's not that he wants to put that child in danger, but when he catches him back, the happiness which child feels is unimaginable. We all saw that. Sometimes parents throw their baby in air and the baby laughs. Baby doesn't cry because baby knows that my father or mother, they will catch me. This is Krishna's method of dealing with his devotees. Sometimes apparently devotees may be in difficulty, but when Krishna comes as hero and saves them, that captures Krishna's heart even more. That captures devotee's heart even more. So we see many times Krishna fails. Like we see when Krishna is teaching Arjuna the science of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna understood. Same Krishna is guiding Yudhishthir after the battle of Kurukshetra. Yudhishthir is not ready to understand. So in one way, Krishna failed. But Krishna wanted to give that credit to Bhishma Pitama. Krishna took Yudhishthir to Bhishma Pitama and Bhishma Pitama instructs Yudhishthir. And then he offers his beautiful prayers to Krishna and leave this world. So that was Krishna's plan, to glorify his devotees. In the same way, when Ashwatthama was caught after he killed the 5 sons of Draupadi, Krishna tells Arjun, kill Ashwatthama. But Arjun thought, no, I'll not kill him. Let there be some logic and reasoning. And then Bhima's point was there and Draupadi's point was there. Ultimately Ashwatthama was left with insult, as equal as death. But sometimes we see apparently Krishna fails, but it is only to capture the heart of his devotees. And another contradiction in this section, particular verse, that Krishna becomes vismita, he becomes perplexed, he comes into anxiety that what is happening. Krishna is Abhay, he is Abhay Charan, whose lotus feet gives all fearlessness. How he can come into anxiety? He comes into anxiety because he loves his devotees so intensely. One time, this small story of Akbar and Birbal. So Birbal was a Hindu minister of Akbar, who was a Mohammedan king. So Akbar one time was teasing Birbal that what kind of gods you have? They have to appear again and again in the world to do things. Is your God not all powerful? Why they have to incarnate? Why there is concept of so many incarnations? So Birbal said, I'll tell you the answer at the right time. So after some days, Akbar was just roaming in his garden and there was a small lake. And there he sees that his youngest son was drowning. Without any thought, this Akbar jumps into water to save the boy. But when he catches the boy, the thing, it was just a doll of his son. So then Birbal starts to laugh. And Akbar, you know, in his whole emperor dress and everything is wet, he became angry that, you know, what kind of joke is this? Birbal said, now you understand. You have so many ministers, you have so many soldiers. Still you jumped personally to save your son. This is how merciful our Lord is. He loves us like his children. And therefore Krishna is thinking, these coward boys, they don't know anybody other than me. They are exclusively dependent on me. Somebody may ask that why Brajavasis are going again and again to Krishna in distress. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Artha, Artha, Arthi, Jigyasi, Jnani. So Artha category is not very much appreciated. Prabhupada wrote that when his misery is gone, he is also gone. So apparently it looks Brajavasis goes to Krishna, they go to Krishna with some misery, with some desire to get free from misery. But it's not the case. The thing is, Brajavasis know no other shelter than Krishna. The Brajavasis love Krishna so much that our acharyas tell that when Krishna comes back from forest and he enters into Nanda Bhavan, these cows and cows sit in the door, in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, just to see Krishna again in the morning. There's so much intense love for Krishna. So they can't think anything other than Krishna. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, ইট ইজ টোল্ড সেই ভক্ত ধন্য যে না ছাড়ে প্রভুর চরণ সেই প্রভুর ধন্য যে না ছাড়ে নিজ জন দ্যাট লর্ড ইজ গ্লোরিয়াস হু নেভার লিভস হিজ ডিভোটিস অ্যান্ড দোজ ডিভোটিস আর গ্লোরিয়াস হু নেভার লিভ দ্য লর্ড সো হিয়ার কৃষ্ণ ইজ ভেরি মচ কনসার্ন্ড অবাউট দিস ডিভোটিস অ্যান্ড দিস কাওয়ার্ড বয়েজ ওয়ার অলসো হ্যাভিং ফুল ফেথ that krishna who killed bakasur he will kill this even if there is demon even if he is demon then also our krishna will save us he is our hero in one lecture I was hearing shila prabhupada was giving example that if somebody made an accident and his finger is cut then also he places that finger quickly so that there is hope of rejoining in the same way even in difficulty one has to learn to connect with krishna even in difficulty apparently anything may happen krishna will save krishna will protect this is one of the limbs of sharanagati avashya rakshive krishna vishwasapana so that was the mode where coward boys are entering and krishna becomes anxious actually krishna becomes overpowered by yoga maya everybody is in maya Some are in Mahamaya, some are in Yogamaya. This is the difference. Everybody is in Maya. Like, the influence of Mahamaya is so strong that person cannot see his good. He can't see any benefit, even when somebody is giving him good advice. Like one time Srila Prabhupada went to one program, and in that program there was a lot of smoke everywhere. And Prabhupada could not see what is going on. So he asked devotees, what is happening? Why there is so much smoke here? So disciples told Prabhupada, these hippies, they have invented a new kind of intoxication. They burn banana peels and they smell the smoke and that is new kind of intoxication. Prabhupada was so, it was the first time he was surprised. He was like first time he heard this kind of intoxication. So then Prabhupada spoke and he guided the people there and he came back to temple. Next day, he saw a big crate of bananas in temple. So Prabhupada asked, are you all planning to follow the same method? The devotee said, no Prabhupada, the same hippies whom you guided yesterday sent these bananas. Prabhupada became very happy. Wow, they became Krishna conscious. Prabhupada, they have one condition. They want the peels back. Because they want to carry on with their intoxication. This Mahamaya is covered, completely covering. But there is Yogamaya. Apparently it may look same. Krishna is also anxious. Conditioned soul is also anxious. But difference is, one is Mahamaya, one is Yogamaya. Like, there was a famous book in times of Prabhupada, I am okay, you are okay. So devotee showed that book to Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, You go and tell, I am okay, you are not okay. Because devotees of Lord are in Krishna's shelter. They are following Yogamaya, but people are following Mahamaya. But Supreme Personality of Godhead is perfect in all respects. Even when he acts so perfectly that he forgets himself also. Like in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, there is this wonderful pastime. Where Krishna was missing Vrindavan when he was in Dwarka. And Balaram thought how to help Krishna in this condition. So he plans to build a replica of Vrindavan next to Dwarka. So he builds this wonderful replica of Vrindavan. Everything is same. There is Nanda Maharaj's replica, there is Yashoda's replica, there is cows, there are friends, there is Yamuna. Yamuna means the ocean was... indicating as if it was Yamuna and everything was such nicely arranged and when Krishna was sleeping Balaram transported Krishna from Dwarka to that replica Nava Vrindavan when Krishna woke up he saw he is in Vrindavan he became so happy he starts to run around he saw the cows but they were not moving they were replica so they were not moving so he thought that why cows are not moving he runs to Nanda Maharaj Nanda Maharaj was not speaking, so he said, Baba, you are angry with me, I understand, I was away for so long. But you know, I saw a dream that I went to a place, I killed one demon and I became prince of that place and everybody was appreciating me. Such a horrible dream, because I was not seeing you and Mother Yashoda. And then he sees Yashoda, Yashoda's replica. Krishna goes there and then he starts, Yashoda, why are you not speaking to me? Mother, why are you not speaking to me? And in that anxiety, Krishna starts to almost faint. And Balaram catches Krishna. And Balaram tells, come on Krishna, it's too much. You know that you never separate from Vrindavan. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead is so perfect, even in his acting, even in his pastimes, that he forgets that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is Krishna's wonderful pastime, that he was anxious that what will happen to coward boys. And here Agasur, although all coward boys entered his mouth, he was not swallowing them. Because he was thinking that killer of my cousins still didn't come, is Krishna. And another fear he was having, that what if I kill the coward boys and this boy Krishna, he may become fearful and he runs away, then I have to catch him. So let him also come. And once he come, I will kill him. But in this verse, Krishna is told as Hari. Hari means who steals. What he steals? He steals anxieties of devotees and he steals the false ego of demons. He crushes the false ego of demons. So that's how Krishna decided to enter into the mouth of Agasura. Somebody may question that why Krishna is so partial to Brajavasis? Why is so lenient to Brajavasis? They did apparently a mistake. They didn't listen to Krishna. But why is so inclined? So our acharyas give an example that Ganges water is never partial. On the same bank of Ganges water, mango tree grows. On the same bank of Ganges water, thorns also grow. It's not mistake of Ganges water. It's mistake of the seed. So the seed of pure devotional service of devotees make them so endearing to Krishna that he reciprocates accordingly. Therefore, when we practice our devotional service, it matters with what consciousness we approach Krishna. Because consciousness can only serve consciousness. Krishna is Chetan. Chetan, he is not Jad, he is not matter. If he is not matter, we can't serve him with external things. We can't serve him with gold, we can't serve him with bricks, we can't serve him with matter of this world. We can only serve him with pure consciousness. Therefore, when Prabhupada structured this society, he was very particular. He gave the name International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Not Krishna Service, Krishna Consciousness. We have to put our consciousness. And that's what attracts Krishna's attention. If we cheat Krishna, then Krishna will not get cheated, we will only be cheated. Like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati gave this example, that suppose we want to get some object made of iron from blacksmith, and we think, no, it's too costly, let me get some cheap iron and give to the goldsmith. How he'll come to know? After all, he's an illiterate goldsmith, blacksmith. So he goes with the imitation iron, the duplicate iron, goes to blacksmith and tells, you cast a very nice almirah for me. The blacksmith will do it. But whom we are cheating? That almirah has to be used by us. So we are cheating ourselves. In the same way, when devotees are approaching Krishna, the way they put their heart and soul in that relationship, that same way or more than that, Krishna reciprocates. That is Krishna's nature, that he is always anxious to save his devotees. There are so many instances in Srimad Bhagavatam when Bhishma Pitama is praying to Krishna in first canto. He is remembering Krishna as Chakrapani. And Krishna was taking that wheel and running towards Bhishma Pitama. So some devotees explain that when Bhishma Pitama was charging towards Arjuna, he was about to kill, Krishna jumps off the chariot and he takes this wheel and he's running to kill Bhishma. So Arjun catch holds the feet of Krishna. That famous painting is there where Krishna is running with wheel and Arjun is catching the feet of Krishna and Bhishma is welcoming, okay, please come, I am ready. So that way, Arjun was stopping Krishna. Krishna, what about your vow? Krishna is telling, I am exactly following my vow. Arjun says, which vow? He said, my biggest vow is, Name Bhakta Pranashyati. My devotee can never fail. And that's what I am saving. I am saving you, I am saving Bhishma's vow. That is my foremost vow. Therefore, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Rupa Goswami tells that Pratigyatava Govinda Name Bhakta Pranashyati. I am remembering this, that Krishna, you have taken this vow that my devotee never perishes. And I am remembering this vow, and that is what is impetus for carrying this life. This Rupa Goswami told. So here cowherd boys are so confident that yes, Krishna will save. That we don't have any other shelter. When Durvasa Muni was planning to kill Ambarish Maharaj, what happened, we all know. Sudarshan Chakra was chasing Durvasa Muni. And he did whole world tour, not only world tour, maybe universe tour. All 14 planetary system, he reached till Vishnu, he reached till Brahma, he reached till Shiva. Nobody helped him. At the end, he has to come in the shelter of Ambarish Maharaj. On the contrary, if you see Ambarish Maharaj, although this demon was charging him, which was sent by Durvasa, he didn't move even a single inch from his place because he had full faith that Krishna will save me. This is the security devotees have. They have full confidence that Krishna is always there to protect them. Because if we go and think what is good for us, we'll always fail. Like one time one person got one benediction that you have three boons to ask. He was very bodily conscious. He thought that my nose is very flat. Let me have a long nose. So he tells, let me have a long nose. And then he had such a long nose like a bugle. Then he was saying, oh my God, what happened? No, I don't want this kind of nose. Then his nose only got erased. No, flat. No, nothing nose, only two holes. He begged, no, I want my old nose back. So at the end of the day, he got this old nose back, the three bones are gone. So when we think what is good for us, we lose the opportunity. But even when we depend on Krishna, apparently we may not understand why things are happening, but Krishna has something great. Like we see in the life of Srila Prabhupada. Apparently he failed in Jhansi. Before going to America, when he could not continue that league of devotees, apparently it may look that Krishna didn't favor Srila Prabhupada there. But we can imagine, if Prabhupada would be successful with league of devotees, maybe he would have delayed his going to US. So that forced Prabhupada to go outside India, because his Guru Maharaj told him to go to the West. So apparently we may not feel that what is good for us. But Krishna has his own plan. Anything precious, he has to go through a purification process. Like we get grains from field. We don't just go and we eat from field. The grains has to be cleaned, they are washed, they are dried, then we take out the small kankar and stones from there, and then we boil it or something. We crush it in flour, and then we use the grains. Anything precious, it takes so much purification. Like gold, it has to go through so many purificatory processes. So apparently devotees may feel that they are being tested, or they are not being understood. Even Krishna was not understood. In 10th canto we read that how Krishna was blamed for stealing Samantaka jewel. Even Krishna was blamed, so how can his devotees be not blamed? So apparently they may fall in many, many difficulties. But when Krishna comes as their hero, and Krishna captures their heart even more. When there is drama, suppose we are watching any movie, and it's plain story. Like some, I don't remember now, but in my childhood days there used to be some TV serials. It's just plain, one house, there are four people, they are fighting among themselves. That is the story. It's such a boring story, nobody wants to watch that. But when we really watch an interesting movie, there is some tragedy, there is some adventure, there is some fighting, there is some saving, there is heroine, there is, you know, some villain, then hero comes and saves, and things like that. And then the story ends, and they lived happily ever. It never happens in the material world. But in the spiritual world, it happens. There is always bliss. There is always ananda. Even when demons come, there is always ananda. In Golok Vrindavan, there are no demons, but there is fear of demons. Oh, Kaliya is coming. Oh, Bakasura is coming. And then these Brajvasis go and take shelter of Krishna. When Indra started this heavy rains on Brajvasis, it may appear a big tragedy, like the clouds of devastation were pouring water and thunderbolts. Everything was so devastating. But Brajvasis, under that lockdown of Govardhan Hill, they were so happy that we are locked down with Krishna. It was the festival of eyes. 7 days, 7 nights, we can be with Krishna. Because in night time, gopis were with Krishna, and daytime, coward boys were Krishna, but nobody was so lucky to be with Krishna all the time. So all the time, these Brajvasis were with Krishna. It was a great festival. And what to speak about Brajvasis, the Govardhan Hill, who was getting this thunderbolts, rains, everything on his head, he was in ecstasy because he was getting constant touch of Krishna's finger. So that is beauty of Krishna consciousness. Sampade, vipade, both, if we are in good times or we are in bad times, it is Krishna's mercy. And devotees are always grateful to Krishna. Prabhupada often told devotees that devotee is never complaining, he never complains. Whatever is coming is Krishna's mercy. When devotees were telling that Prabhupada is moon landing, Prabhupada was not very happy with this moon landing. According to scripture, Prabhupada said that cannot happen. But then when one instant Prabhupada came to know that some people were selling plots and land on moon, Prabhupada started to laugh and Prabhupada said, let them build some nice cities there and we will go and do book distribution there. So this is devotee, wherever he goes, moon, earth, difficulty, happiness, Agasur's mouth or outside in Vrindavan field, they are just dependent on Krishna. And Krishna also reciprocates like that. So we are so fortunate to be in this wonderful shelter of Krishna and Krishna's devotee, Krishna's pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada. And we are sure that even though we are marching towards this Agasura of death, this Kal Sarpa, everyone we have to face that, but Krishna will come to rescue us if we follow his pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki, Sri Vrindavan Dham ki, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Gaur Nitai Radha Shyam Sundar ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande.